The importance of acclimation and auditing in the cattle feedlot. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Bromfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. One of the speakers at the recent Beef Welfare Symposium in Ames, Iowa, was Cozad, Nebraska cattle feeder Ann Burkholder. After her presentation, we visited with her about two of the practices that she is especially passionate about. More after this. Acclimation is one of the animal welfare practices that Ann Burkholder feels strongly about.
Basically, acclimation is, you know, when animals come into the feed yard, most of my animals are coming straight off the home ranch. Many of them are coming off of grass pastures, and so their life on the ranch is different than their life is going to be in the feed yard. And so we acclimate them to help them make that transition, to make that change in a lower stress way. I pull animals first thing in the morning out of the home pen, teach them to walk in straight lines, teach them to empty the pen, teach them to walk calmly down the alleyway. We go down into the main corral system where I ask them to walk past me to build some trust, some desensitization, and then some trust with the cattle caregiver or the handler. And then when I finish doing that, we put them back in the home pen where there's always fresh feed, teaches them to go directly to the feed bunk, teaches them where the water tank is. And it's a very powerful way to get animals comfortable in what their new normal is going to be.
You also talked about auditing, and it sounds like that's a very important part of your operation.
Absolutely. You know, we kind of gradually got into auditing. I was involved in the creation of the BQA feed yard assessment many years ago, and as soon as that document was available, I started taking my crew through a self-audit. Pretty soon after that, we asked our veterinarian to come and use the BQA assessment document to take us through and see how we were doing there. We grew that into being a part of the Progressive Beef Program, really stepped up the notion of auditing and the scope of the audit when we made the transition from BQA to Progressive Beef. We have 39 SOPs and cattle care guidelines that we're audited on. We have two internal audits a year and one third-party audit. My crew has really embraced the culture of doing things right and being proud of how they do. And so auditing is actually an opportunity to show how good we are instead of an intrusive behavior in terms of everyday life on the cattle farm. So I'm a big fan of it. It's been a tremendous way for my guys to step up their game and be proud of what they can do. And you know, some bragging rights too when you do well. So I believe in auditing. I think that it helps to ensure that good care, good consistent care, happens on a daily basis.
Cozad, Nebraska cattle feeder Ann Burkholder. And that's Managing for Profit on Bromfield, Ag News for America.